The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here. Don't forget to follow us on Snapchat at Cruise Radio. Also, sign up for Cruise Radio News. Yeah, it's our private Facebook Cruise News page. Just search Cruise Radio News on Facebook, and we'll get you into the group there and have some cruise conversation with you. Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, out this week. Sherry Kennedy from CruiseMaven.com is standing by with Cruise News. Also later on in the show, we'll get a review of Carnival Miracle, a seven-night Mexican Riviera cruise out of Long Beach. But first, filling in for Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, is Sherry Kennedy. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Good. Now, we'll jump right to it because there's been some big cruise news this past week. Royal Caribbean made a big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, they really did. They're going to start building in Miami again, and this time it's a new compound. It's going to be a new terminal to the tune of $200 million.
Wow.
And about, I know, it's going to be enormous, 170,000 square feet. They said it's going to be the new iconic building in Miami. So we've got something to look forward to, I would think.
I believe I read they're bringing, it's going to be able to fit, was it an Oasis-class ship?
Yep, it's going to be an Oasis-class ship at the end of 2018.
Moving on here, this next story is rather interesting because it's not often, I mean, you know, you go to an air show at the beach, but it's not often that an air show comes to you when you're on a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's a little scary to look out your window and see a Falcon jet zooming past, you know, at window height. And that's what happened a couple days ago. In fact, twice is from what I could gather. It turned out that it was a French military jet just flying at a low altitude. I don't know if it was, you know, a Top Gun guy or what, but he just kept zooming past and it was on video. And I think several passengers have recorded it. So, you know, it's all over the internet and it's kind of interesting. It turned out it was a French Air Force Dassault Falcon. Hmm. And it's like you said, it's what you would see at an air show.
I could only imagine being on the sun deck on deck 18 on Norwegian Breakaway and just seeing this jet fly by solo. I'd be freaked out. If you want to see the video, I'll link to it in the show notes at cruiseradio.net. Moving on to Montego Bay, Jamaica. Now, Sherry, if I'm not mistaken, Montego Bay used to be the hot spot in Jamaica. Is that correct?
Montego Bay was the hot spot because it's so close to the grill.
Mm-hmm. And then it looks
like...
That's
another reason.
And I guess Falmouth opened in, what, 2010? A lot of ships, especially Royal Caribbean ships, diverted their ships from Montego Bay over to Falmouth. But it looks like Montego Bay is going to be getting a little facelift now.
Yeah, apparently the Port Authority of Jamaica is going to invest $100 million U.S. dollars to revitalize its port and put in an industrial park. Mm-hmm. And they're also going to put in a liquefied natural gas facility because they feel that they can earn quite a bit of revenue using Montego Bay as a refueling port also. So there's a lot happening. They plan to do this within the next 18 months, which is, you know, that's pretty intense to get that all put together. And I didn't realize this, but a lot of Europeans fly into Montego Bay, and then they pick up one of the smaller cruise ships and go to Cuba.
Yeah, isn't that Celestial Cruises that do the Cuba cruise from Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
One of those? Yeah.
One of those, yeah, it might be Celestial. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, it's not going to be a glamorous port, I don't think. But Montego Bay is a great port to cruise into. I don't know if you've ever been into Montego Bay. It's kind of unusual to find a ship, really, that goes there now.
Let's talk about the tragic terrorist act in Istanbul that happened earlier this week. A lot of cruise lines use Istanbul as a port of call and a turn port. What is the latest with the cruise lines and them going to Istanbul? Are they pulling out? Are they still going? What's the latest there?
Well, it's one of those cruise ship shuffle deals again. And actually, the Carnival Vista has Kushadasi scheduled for July 17th to get to Ephesus. They don't even go to Istanbul anymore for the year. Neither does Royal Caribbean. So that's a non-issue. But Celebrity and Windstar, for the rest of 2016, they are changing from Istanbul to Piraeus for their port. So they're going to really put people into Athens rather than going into Istanbul. And they're going to just make up the route a little bit differently. For the rest of this year, Windstar only has one ship that's over there anyway. That's the Windstar with the computerized sails. So that one's going to be heading to Piraeus also instead of Istanbul for boarding. Cunard has two sailings of the Queen Victoria, July and August. Those are scrubbed. Far as just totally canceled, Crystal Cruises, Disney, Costa, MSC, and then the three Norwegian companies, Norwegian, Regent, and Oceania, are totally canceled for the rest of 2016. And that still leaves, however, HAL, Silver Sea, and Princess are still using Istanbul.
I know we say this a lot, but with everything happening in the world, the cruise lines, they have security teams. In fact, like the head of Carnival Corporation's security guy came from the FBI. He's a retired FBI agent. So they have some serious intel in these cruise ports, and they'll never put you in harm's way.
Oh, they sure do, and they have their security. We know where they come from. So they got a lot of retired security people working there. So it's pretty intense.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Last but not least, it doesn't really pertain to us here in America. Maybe one day it will. But Ovation of the Seas was just christened, but nowhere near the U.S.
No, an Ovation of the Seas took off around the other direction and ended up in Beijing. So, yeah, it's another Quantum, the third Quantum-class ship, and it's home-ported in Beijing. It'll be doing from 3 to 12-night cruises, also visiting and boarding in Singapore and Hong Kong. Towards the end of the year, around December, sort of the early part of December, the ship will then reposition to Sydney and do a lot of winter, which is their summer, cruises through Australia, New Zealand, and some of the islands around there. So there's some great itineraries if someone wants to spend 20 hours on a plane to get there.
Yeah, no. We've been talking with Sherry Kennedy from cruisemaven.com. You can find her there. Thank you so much for being on the show, Sherry. Have a great weekend and happy July 4th to you, my dear.
Thank you, Doug. See you soon.
This is Cruise Radio.
From its rich heritage, picturesque beaches, and unparalleled blue waters, it's no wonder over 7 million people cruise to the Caribbean every year. What do you want to do? Swim with stingrays at Stingray Bay? Go for an island tour? Take a beach break? Or set sail on a catamaran to spend the day snorkeling? Whatever you decide, CruisingExcursions.com has a shore excursion to fit your budget. Cruising Excursions knows your time on the island is limited and that you want to make the most of your day. That's why they have shore excursions up to 60% cheaper than the cruise lines and offer smaller, more personable tours. Find out for yourself. Research and book your next shore excursion at CruisingExcursions.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
We always like to get your cruise reviews here on the show. If you have one you'd like to share, shoot me an email, doug@cruiseradio.net. Like Marcy. Marcy and her husband just returned from a 7-night sailing on Carnival Miracle out of California, and Marcy's on the line this evening to tell us all about it. Hello, Marcy.
Hello, Doug.
Now, I know this is your second time on Carnival Miracle, and we're going to get to talk all about it here in just a couple of minutes, but let's take a step back,
okay.
And before we get to Carnival Miracle, give me some pre-cruise thoughts. What made you want to sail Carnival Miracle?
Well, we hadn't been on the Miracle since 08, and we normally try to go out of the East Coast, but we had so much going on this year that we decided to stay close to home and just go out of Long Beach, which is only 40 minutes from our house.
Nice. You can't beat that then. Drive right to the cruise pier, no airfare or anything. So you make your way to Long Beach to the cruise terminal. How was embarkation for you?
Embarkation was wonderful. This was our first cruise as Platinum.
Nice.
And we were the second people on the ship.
Cool. You got to love that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right to the barks.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you guys get the Cheers package, so you can kick that into full swing right off the bat.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Went right to the bar and got our fun ship specials.
As tradition would have it. This is your second time on Carnival Miracle, but the time you sailed before was in 2008, you were saying. So now you're on Carnival Miracle for the second time, and it's fun ship 2.0'd. So what was your impressions this go around?
Great. The decor didn't really change that much, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
We love the back, I think, how do you pronounce it? Baccarat?
Sure.
Dining room with all the purple and the balls are all purple up in the ceiling. And it's really a beautiful ship.
That has the French theme.
Yeah. And they have murals all over the place.
Right. Yes. Because I remember a lot of the rooms in there I can't pronounce because I suck at French. So, nice. So you make your way to your stateroom. What kind of stateroom did you have, and what did you think of it?
We had a premium balcony,
and
it was gorgeous. It looked almost like a junior suite, the way it was set up and the way they had the bar with the glasses and the mirror and all that. And it was on the end by elevators, so it was configured more in an L shape.
Interesting. So now, your thoughts of that room compared to previous rooms?
I really, really liked it. I would totally recommend a premium balcony. And we had two friends go with us, and they had an extended balcony, which was right next door to us. So we were able to open the balconies up and have one huge balcony.
Very cool. Yeah, you got to love when your friends are sailing next to you. Now, was there a, like when you booked this, was there a wait for this room, or did you just kind of snag it up when you booked it?
No, snagged it when I booked it.
Nice.
We booked it like right after we got off our Legend cruise last year. So it was like a little over a year that we had it booked. And I like doing that so you can pay a little bit as you go.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to pay it all at once.
Interest-free layaway, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you pay it, 71 days before you sail, you're good. Let's talk about dining then aboard Carnival Miracle. Of course, this ship did undergo the Fun Ship 2.0 last March out there in San Francisco. So what did you think of the Carnival Fun Ship 2.0 Miracle?
It was great. The only thing they don't have is the Guy's Burger and the Iguana Bar and stuff on the Lido.
I'm just guessing that you like the Alchemy Bar because my Facebook feed was filled every morning with Alchemy Bar pictures from you.
Yes, I think we went through almost the whole menu.
That's awesome.
Which was fun. And then the bartenders there were amazing. Jason, Maria, and Kitty. They were just amazing, and they made us specialty drinks that weren't on the menu a couple of times, which were really good.
Oh, yeah, I gotta love that. Now, let's talk about the dining then, as far as we'll start at the top at the Lido Deck area, then work our way down to the main dining room. How was that Lido Deck marketplace area for you?
Lido Deck was good. I love the chopsticks. I love Asian food, so I had chopsticks for lunch every day but one. And then I had a burger that day. For some reason, they have like amazing French fries. I don't know what they do, but their French fries are really good.
Yeah. They do something. I don't know if they're hand cut or what, or the seasoning, but you're totally right. Moving downstairs to the main dining room, what time dining did you have?
We did the 8:15.
Okay. And how was the main dining room experience for you guys?
It was good. It was really good. We had a really good wait staff. Ava was our main waitress. She was amazing, and I cannot pronounce her two helpers' names to save my life. One was from Indonesia, and one was from the Philippines. So you know those names are usually pretty difficult.
Right.
But the food was really good. They have the American table, and we ate there every night but one, and that was the night we went to the steakhouse.
Okay.
Nick and Nora's.
Oh, yes. Love the steak. I like where the steakhouse is located on those ships, too, underneath that that clear funnel-looking thing.
Yes, I do like that. And as the sun's going down, and we did it the night we were in Puerto Vallarta, and we were in Puerto Vallarta till 9 o'clock. So we had a really nice window table, and we could watch us leave.
Let's talk about entertainment aboard Carnival Miracle. How was that for you guys besides the Alchemy Bar?
The only thing we did was the piano bar a couple times, and it was okay. It wasn't as great as other piano bars that we've been on. And then we did late night comedy one night.
How was the comedian?
He was okay. He wasn't as good as some that we've seen, but he, you know, he was pretty raunchy.
You like that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So one thing that really defines a cruise ship is how it behaves at sea as far as passenger flow, both inside and outside the ship. Now, Carnival Miracle, I think, is a Spirit class ship. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah. So kind of a uniquely shaped cruise ship with flow and everything, with the, mm-hmm. the pub under the stairwell and all that. How was the Sea Days for you as far as passenger flow, both inside and outside?
It was actually pretty good. It didn't have a lot of stoppage. Mm-hmm. You could always find a place to sit on Lido. The only problem they do have, though, is on the Serenity deck, is people put their towels down and then you don't see them forever, so you can't really get a spot to sit.
For some reason, I'm seeing you having a couple of drinks at the Alchemy Bar or one of the bars and then ripping their towels off and claiming the seats.
Yeah.
Did you do that at all?
I would. No, I didn't do that. I behaved myself. I was good.
Oh, gosh. What ports did you hit on this seven-night sailing?
We had Cabo, mm-hmm. and we were in Cabo for 2 days.
Okay.
And Cabo's a tendered port, so you had to be back on ship the first night by, I think, 6, and then they just went and tootled out into international waters so they could open the stores and the casino. And then they came back in first thing in the morning. We went to shore the first day and just walked around, had lunch at Sammy Hagar's Cabo Wabo.
Mm, cool.
And the second day, we didn't even go to port. We didn't even go ashore. We had Tom and I had a couple's massage instead.
That wasn't due to a late night at Cabo Wabo Cantina, was it?
No, we got right in.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Because that was where we headed right for there. So.
Gotcha. First in, first out type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you make your way back to Los Angeles. How was disembarkation for you off Carnival Miracle?
It was good. It was smooth. Being platinum, they had us go to the dining room mm-hmm. and the upper part, and we sat there and waited, and they had continental breakfast for us in there. They had muffins and juice and tea and coffee, and that was nice because we didn't get up early enough to go to breakfast. We never do. Mm-hmm. And then after the self-assist was over, we were off the ship, and I think we were actually home by 10:30.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, you live like, what, 40 minutes away, you said. So is that's
yeah.
Now, is 40 minutes
yeah.
with LA traffic?
Yeah, but it was a Saturday. So
okay, gotcha.
It wasn't bad because gotcha. There was no big rigs going into the port of Long Beach. So
right.
It was okay.
My next question normally is if you have any first-time tips to offer, but I want to kind of change things up because I know you and Tom always get the Cheers beverage package. So I want you to say, why should someone consider the Cheers beverage package?
Well, with the upgrade that they've done, you get to go to the coffee bar, and those are included. Mm-hmm. You know, you get 15 drinks a day, so you can have spiked coffee whenever you get up in the morning, which was, I think we did a couple times. And they also include the energy drinks now as well,
yeah.
which is nice for people that don't drink coffee. And then you can also get the milkshakes at the coffee bar as well.
Yeah, so even if you're not like a huge drinker, and it seems like you can, there's a nice little balance there where you can get the energy drinks, the milkshakes,
mm-hmm.
a little this, a little that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's a really nice upgrade. And I also like the fact that you can pay for it ahead of time now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy it when you get on the ship and, you know, spend a lot of money then. A lot of the stuff we did, our Cheers program, our massages, our excursion that we did in Puerto Vallarta, we booked all that ahead of time. So it kept our cost on ship down.
Yeah, makes budgeting a lot easier too.
Yeah, and budget a little bit better.
Looking back on your seven-day sailing, what was your biggest highlight of the cruise?
The Alchemy Bar. That mm-hmm. was the first time we'd been on a ship with an Alchemy Bar.
what was your favorite drink?
It was one that Jason made me probably the fourth or fifth night, and it was a chocolatey, creamy thing. It wasn't the one that's on the menu.
Okay.
It was something he made for me special.
That's cool.
But I did like, what is it called? The chocolate one that is on the menu.
Chocolate Seduction? Martini Seduction?
Yeah, that one. Something that like was that. Really good too.
I love the Alchemy Bar, and it's like that's where you'll find me if I'm on a Carnival ship that has one.
Yeah.
And I finally broke down and I bought the syrup to make the cucumber sunrise, the watermelon syrup.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to wait till it gets a little bit hotter here, maybe grill out one day and, you know, kick back with a martini sun, or what is it called? A cucumber sunrise. Kind of excited about that.
And Tom really liked something seduction. They like put the orange peel around the rim and then light the orange peel on fire.
Isn't that martini seduction?
That might be what that one is.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I'm looking on my iPad at the pictures because I took pictures of the menu.
Nice.
Of course I had to.
I was looking.
Figure out what the heck I was drinking. That was the place to be, I'm telling you. The only bad thing is that they don't open till 5.
Ugh.
I know.
The Deal Closer. Did you like that one?
Which one's
that? That was with the
that?
Vanilla rum, amaretto, Bailey's, cream de cacao, whatever it is.
Yes. That's the one. That's the one I like, the Deal Closer.
Yeah.
And then Tom liked the Martini Seduction.
That blood orange.
Yeah, they were. Yes, I'm pulling up the menu right now. Yeah, the Martini Seduction is the one my husband liked.
Love it. Yeah.
And then I liked the Deal Closer.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't do a lot of citrus.
Yeah, I can't either. I get some crazy heartburn if I start doing that.
Yeah. I have an ulcer.
Ooh.
So
then there's that.
The citrus. Yeah. The citrus kind of upsets that, because one night I was sitting there and he's like, well, what do you want? And I said, well, I'm not really having anything because, you know, my ulcer was misbehaving. And he goes, well, let me make you something creamy. And I'm like, okay.
There
so
you
he
go.
Did.
Nice.
Yeah. I like that they wear those coats. I like those white coats.
Yeah, the lab coats, whatever, their doctor's
coats,
whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, it's a great touch. Final question here. Give me your final thoughts of Carnival Miracle.
It was a great trip. It was a great ship. We were celebrating my husband and I's 25th wedding anniversary, and my friend Kim and her boyfriend Sasha went with us, and Kim and I were also pre-celebrating our 50th birthday. So we got surprised in the steakhouse with birthday cakes, and we didn't know where they came from. And the boys both declined the fact that they said anything, so somehow they knew we were turning 50.
It's funny how that works.
It was fun. It was a great, yeah. The staff was amazing. Just absolutely, absolutely amazing. Roderick, our room steward, was great. He was fantastic. We had, you know, a different animal every night. I managed to keep our animals. And then on the final night, I laid them all out on the bed for him so he could see them all out. Yeah, he was really a really good steward. We had fresh ice every morning and every night. And yeah, it was really good.
We've been talking with Marcy. Her and her husband, Tom, just returned from a 7-night Mexican cruise aboard Carnival Miracle out of Long Beach. Marcy, always great hearing about your adventures on the sea. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Doug. Anytime.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer 3 different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.